Lord God, as we ponder your word, it is you that we want to learn from in your truth and love. So please speak your truth into our lives and cause us to keep hold of Jesus as our Lord and Saviour and friend. Amen. Please be seated. Well, today in our series on the Ten Commandments, we come to the ninth commandment. It's printed on the service sheet, actually, halfway down the front side, if you want to see it in black and white. It's Exodus 20, verse 16. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. We live in a world where we're sadly accustomed to hearing half-truths, misleading information, and even lies. Only yesterday I received a text telling me that I was entitled to thousands of pounds of compensation for a recent accident I'd had. There had been no such accident. If only I texted my bank details to our kind friends at whoever it was sending the text. We see posters which assure us that the latest aftershave or perfume will make us irresistible. I'm not so sure. Teachers are told that the homework has been eaten by the dog or left at home when in fact it hasn't been started. More seriously, suppliers are told that the check is in the post when it is not. We read in the papers and we say jokingly but sadly, you can't believe everything you read in the press. And every year, people in the public eye are convicted of lying in court or lying in their expenses, and lives are ruined, and trust is eroded. We live in a culture where lies, half-truths, and misinformation are sadly common, and the cost is devastating. Think of the financial cost. Must be billions lost to the taxpayer in untrue tax returns and untrue social security claims. But think of the personal cost, maybe even worse. Relationships destroyed by deceit. Many people have been so hurt by lies, they feel they can't trust anybody anymore. And so, as with all the commandments, it is for our good and in his love that God says to us, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. Now, there are just 9 words in that verse. But I want to look this morning at 3 valuable implications of that short commandment, which will show us how much truth matters, and also will help us, I think, to see how we can live as people who really care about truth in a world that sadly seems not to care too much about it at all. The first implication of the commandment is that God himself is passionate about truth. All the commandments reveal something of God's own character. And the reason he says, you shall not give false testimony, is that he himself is passionate about truth. Again and again in the Bible, we're told that God is faithful and true. He keeps his promises. We see that in the sweep of history through the Bible. He promised Abraham a family. He promised Moses he would bring the people out of Egypt. He promised he would send a Messiah to bring people from all nations into his family. And he kept all his promises. He does not lie. The life of Christ also shows us that God is passionate about truth. Think of Jesus, no deceit ever found on his lips. All his words about his life, his death, his resurrection, he kept them all. Now the fact that God is passionate about truth is really good news for us. Because it shows that we can rely on his promises as a firm foundation for life. Imagine you were moving into an apartment on the top floor of the Shard, that enormous skyscraper in London. You would want to know that the foundations of the skyscraper were into rock, not into water or sand or whatever they sometimes put foundations into. It would be important to you that the foundations of your flat was solid, not moving, not changing. But in a world of half-truths and lies, it is so precious that God's promises are solid, unmoving, and unchanging. He always keeps his promises. If we build our lives on them, we are on a rock solid foundation. He promises his believing people he will hear us, he'll love us, he'll work for our good, even in the most difficult circumstances, and he will keep us safe with him forever. Because God is passionate about truth, these promises are a firm foundation. It's the first implication of the commandment, an implication about God's own character. Wonderfully, he is passionate about truth. Now, the second implication of the commandment is more challenging. It is that lies are deadly serious. In our world, we say, oh, white lies, grey lies, what does it really matter? But in God's word, lies are deadly serious. And we see this in the way the commandment is worded. It doesn't just say, don't lie. It says, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. Now, we might say, I would never give false testimony in a law court. Well, perhaps not. But actually, any lie is false testimony. Whenever I lie, I'm testifying that something is what it isn't. And also, every lie is against our neighbour in the sense that it hurts someone. Many lies hurt people directly, like false rumours that cause so much pain. Other lies hurt people indirectly, simply by contributing to that culture of untruth, which is so harmful as we were thinking. The point of the commandment is that any lie is false testimony, and every lie hurts our neighbours. In our gospel reading, we saw another reason why lies are so serious. Jesus said, simply let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. If my yes is not yes and my no is not no, I'm following in the footsteps of the evil one. Jesus says in John's gospel that the devil is the father of lies. When I lie, I follow in his destructive ways. Well, it was once said of George Washington that he never told a lie. But I don't believe that is true of anyone apart from the Lord Jesus. We try not to lie, of course, but all of us have on occasion done so, as we may be painfully aware. The commandment shows us that lies are deadly serious. When I lie, I break the commandments of God. I follow in the ways of the devil, and I deserve to face his just judgment. So like all the commandments, it's a heart scan. But sadly, not to show that all is well in our hearts, but to show that sin is deadly serious. And the commandments are given so that we will see our need for a saviour to take our sin away. You see, Christ came not for those who think they've kept all the commandments. He came for people who know that they've broken the commandments. In his great love, Jesus Christ came to rescue liars and to bring them back to himself. On the cross, there was a great exchange. Jesus himself paid the penalty for my commandment breaking, so that I can receive his perfect record of truth. When we come to him at the foot of the cross in faith, we're cleansed from our sin and made right with God. It's the gospel of grace. Even though we break God's commandments, he loves us still, and his Son came to take our sin away. It's what we remember and rely on in our communion, that Christ shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins. So the ninth commandment, it shows us that lies are deadly serious, so that when it comes to being right with God, we will rely not on ourselves, but on Jesus our Saviour. It's the second implication, the seriousness of lies. Let's move to the third implication of this commandment. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. The commandments not only show us our need for salvation, but they guide us how to live once that salvation has been received. It shows us that we should be passionate about truth. We should stand out in our country, in our world, as those who are passionate about truth. that first reading in Colossians chapter 3, there's a wonderful sentence that shows us how we can do this. It's in verses 9 and 10. It says, "Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator." It's a great promise there for every believer. We are being renewed in knowledge in the image of our creator. God made us to be like him, to be passionate about truth. But sin distorts that image of God in us, causing us to lie. But now God is working in every believer, little by little, to restore his image in us. I read about that great painting by Rubens, The Adoration of the Magi, a huge and magnificent canvas which hung in King's College Chapel in Cambridge. And in the 1970s, it was sadly and terribly vandalised by the IRA. The marvellous image in the painting was distorted. But the next day, the curators of the college simply placed a small notice by the painting, which read, "It is believed that this masterpiece can be restored to its original condition." A bold message of hope. But sure enough, through the careful work of skilled craftsmen, it was restored to its original condition. And that is the wonderful work that God is doing in us through Christ. He's restoring us to our original condition, so that little by little, more and more, we are restored in his image, passionate about the truth. Do you notice it said we're being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator? God renews us as he helps us to know and understand the gospel of grace deep down in our hearts. For example, one reason I might lie is that I'm worried about people finding out something I've done or something I'm like. But the gospel of grace tells me that God knows everything I've done, and he knows everything I'm like, and he loves me the same. I find I'm freed not to lie, to cover things up. Or maybe I might lie in order to be accepted by other people. But the gospel of grace tells me that through Jesus Christ, God accepts me totally. Again, as that sinks deep down, it frees me to be passionate about the truth. Well, what would this mean in practice to care about truth in a world that doesn't? Four areas to think about. One is the whole area of what we say about other people. So many half-truths and lies are circulated and cause great harm. People are discussed and they're not even there to defend themselves. Well, as people who are passionate about truth, we'll want to avoid such gossip and even say, "I'd rather not talk about this," if something comes up about someone else. It's the area of what we say about other people. Let's also be passionate about the truth when it comes to excuses. I find if I've made a mistake, it's so easy to make up a false excuse. "Sorry, I was late. I was stuck in a traffic jam. I'm afraid I..." Sorry, "I don't have that report. I've left it at home." When in fact it hadn't been started. If we're passionate about truth, we'll be prepared to admit a mistake rather than make up an excuse. Third area is the whole area of official forms. Timesheets, expenses claims, insurance claims, CVs, references, tax returns, and so on. It may be that in our field of work, almost everybody massages the facts and figures on these kind of forms. We may even be under pressure from bosses or from other people to do the same. But in this area, as in everything, truth matters. We're not to bear false witness. Well, a final area we consider is promises we make. As those who are passionate about truth, we will want to be careful to keep promises, even when it's costly. To keep big promises, also small promises, promises to help, promises to pray for people, promises to phone. It means being careful to only promise what we can keep, and to keep what we promise. Now, sometimes circumstances will change and mistakes will be made, and we need to ask to be released from promises. But whenever we can, let's be careful about keeping promises. It seems like such a small thing, doesn't it, to keep little promises? But actually it's a wonderfully big thing, because in keeping our promises, well, we're displaying the image of our Creator, the God who keeps His every promise. It's a chance to show the world around what He is like. Now, I think in our world, it is very costly to be passionate about truth. It certainly can be. In some work situations, it may be very costly. It may involve going against the flow. In our personal lives, it may involve apologizing for broken word, putting things right. But it is well worth it. Because when we're passionate about truth, well, we're following in the ways of our Father in heaven, not the evil one. When we're passionate about truth, we're displaying the image of God our Creator to the world around. So the ninth commandment, it's one short sentence, it's 9 words I think. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. But what have we seen? Like all the commandments, it shows us something of the character of God. It shows us that He is passionate about truth. And that is wonderful, because it means His promises can be depended on. Also, like the other commandments, it's given to show us our sin, to show us that lies are deadly serious. And yes, we need Christ as our Saviour. But also it shows us how to live once we've received that salvation. And it points us that God is renewing us in His image, that wonderful work, so that more and more we're like Him, passionate about truth. Amen.